30 to 50,000 people are expected to gather today in an open field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed last year on this day. The 40 passengers and crew on Flight 93 fought back after four hijackers took control of the plane and began steering it towards Washington, D.C. During the struggle, the plane plunged to earth in a reclaimed strip mine. All aboard were killed. NPR's John Idstey reports from Somerset County, Pennsylvania.
Today's memorial service will take place just a few hundred yards from where Flight 93 hit the earth and disintegrated. Little evidence of the crash remains. Workers have filled in the trench created by the jet's impact. Long grass now covers the crash site, and the site is protected by a double row of chain-link fencing. The tens of thousands expected here today will also see the temporary memorial that sprung up as pilgrims have sought out this site over the last year. A makeshift wall holds mementos like hats and badges from fire and rescue squads, children's toys, and crosses. Every surface, including the guardrails in the small parking lot, contains scrawled messages like, "God bless America," and "God bless the courageous crew and passengers of Flight 93. Over it all, an American flag flaps in the wind. Jim Quinn paid a visit to the memorial recently. He was working as a volunteer at the White House a year ago. He believes it may have been the terrorist target.
What happened in this field over here may have saved my life, because I was right there at the White House. And we can't ever forget, this was the first battle of the new war, of the new age, and these people gave their lives so others could live, and it's important to come and remember and pay our respects.
Thousands of people a week now visit this site. They're greeted by locals who've embraced the heroic story of Flight 93. When a plane fell from the sky on this rural county a year ago, it changed the place in many ways. Though no one from here seems to have a personal connection to any of the passengers or crew, many county residents were caught up in the response, the cleanup, the cataloging of remains. The first anniversary of the event is affecting local residents in ways they didn't expect, says Dr. Glenn Kashurba, a psychologist who lives in Somerset and has worked with those affected by the crash.
Last week I was sitting on the front porch with one of the assistant fire chief in Shanksville, and he said, you know, on a day like this, when it smells like this, I can just see it all over again. And that's a very similar thing for a lot of people, because the weather starts to be the same. Those background noises that we never pay attention to, it's crickets now, it's not birds. Those are the things that start to cue us off to, this is just like it was last year. And so we relive that again.
Kashurba says people around the United States are probably experiencing some level of this anniversary syndrome. Of course, those experiencing it most vividly and painfully are those who lost loved ones. Yesterday, Teresa Tiksinski, a United Airlines flight attendant, visited the crash site with the families of the Flight 93 victims. Tiksinski's close friend, Lorraine Bay, a member of the plane's crew, perished in the explosion and fireball that destroyed the Boeing 757. The two women had flown together for 35 years.
I've always felt, in a way, that we were blessed with the fact that this was not ground zero, and that there's a sense of peace and tranquility up here. And although it was going to be a tough first year, I knew that I would want to come back. This crash site is not a crash site, it's a cemetery. It's hallowed ground now.
Today, the site will be anything but tranquil. Military jets will fly over during this morning's memorial service. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge will speak. Sandy Dahl, wife of Flight 93 Captain Jason Dahl, will make remarks. There'll be music and prayers, followed by a 21-gun salute and the playing of taps. But the sentiment among the families and many Somerset County residents is that the permanent memorial to be built here should retain the serene, rural character of this crash site, where a broad, open field meets the hemlock woods. John Idstey, NPR News, Shanksville, Pennsylvania.